I'd be honest with you, I came on late on the scene here because Councillor Lawrence and Councillor Ruby in the first instance. I was involved in other things at the same time, but that being as it may, we have this situation in which I'm now involved with now. Now, I understand the closure is imminent, isn't it?
Yes.
Right? The question is, what can I do between now and then? Well, first of all, I've spoken to some of the parents in there and got a picture of the situation. I've spoken to the supervisor or mate from the, what's her name, Maureen?
Caroline, my apologies.
And she's told me what the situation is. Now, I've had correspondence, as you rightly know, with Chrissy Garrett via Eleanor Brazil. And the view is that I understand a supposed consultation took place. Some of the parents are unsure about the consultation. And in any event, my view is that if there's a consultation, then people are entitled to a response to that consultation. And it seems to me that I can't find anyone that's really been involved in any form of response. I find that completely out of order. I've looked at the category of the various children that they have in the home. I know some are feet pain, some have special educational needs, and others are here on the guidance of the Children and Young Persons Service. So we have these various categories. There are things that I'm not happy about, or I need reassurance about. Firstly, that the times that this centre open and close through the various days of the week, whether they conform with at other centres, I do not know, and I need to look into that. At the same time, I noticed that there are babies here with parents who try to go to work and are encouraged to go to work, and therefore this facility does use itself well to that end. I'm not so sure that there's a similar facility elsewhere in some of the educational centres who take holidays in the summertime. Some do open, some don't for children's services, so it's very confusing as to know where to place your child or for a future mother to place their child. And the other thing that does concern me, and it's a special interest of mine, is the children of special education needs, especially that group, and those children that are at risk when they're brought here. They're in small groups that can be monitored more closely than some of the larger nurseries that might be attached to some of the primary schools, the infant schools. So there's lots of questions to ask and a short space of time to which to do it. But I intend to do that, if that's okay with you. I have tried. I can promise nothing. I'm not in the business of promising. But there are other things. There's reassurances about the future of the staff, should it close. I understand the matron, or Caroline, who's been here for a number of years. And there, in my view, is a tremendous amount of experience in looking after young children. Who's going to take VR, which is rather sad, but that's her decision. What upsets me again may be just the building itself, because I was instrumental in it being built in the first instance many, many years ago. And I might add, probably to this day, still not paid for. But there you are. But that's where I'm at. So I am going away. And if I may, I'll feed through you my letters like I have done. And let's see where we can take it. I wish I could promise more than I really do. But I can't promise anything. No politician can. And all we can do is try and be seen to try and hope that it has some impact somewhere.
I'm sorry, who does decide in the end?
The decision may be, it will be made with Children and Young Persons Services. My view is this will be part of the portfolio of Councillor Les Lance. Now, I'm attached to vulnerable children rather than the educational side of young children. So I'm going to use what office I do have to vulnerable children, especially so far as the those placements by the Children and Young People Services and children with SEN. So I have got, I think, good cause to make my voice known. Okay. But I will say this. If anyone has anything that they feel they can add in order to the discussion to help keep the centre open, I'm willing to learn. I really am.
Time as well. Thank you for coming today. I really appreciate that you've made the effort to come. We did invite the other two councillors as well, and
you know, I can't speak for
appreciated
them.
That you haven't actually attended.
On my own personal view, I'm not particularly bothered about them. I'm just bothered about the kids.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.